Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, April 25th. You know, you were going to get a day off tomorrow. I was going to go out of town.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. And I changed my mind, though.
You always change your mind about going out of town.
Right?
Where are we going to go, San Fran?
Because you know what happens is I get all excited and stuff. Then I get up in the morning, my mind changes completely. I should make decisions in the morning.
Yeah, but make them in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah,
just go.
But you know what? I would have had to leave like at 1, 2 o'clock. By then, I'm tired. I'm ready for my nap. Then to drive 6 hours, I don't know that I could do that. You know, it's not like you're flying or something. You can sleep.
Where are you going, San Fran?
Yeah, I was going to go there. So I changed
my mind.
Sleep
at night.
There's too many things. There's people in town that I need to see. And
you know, you're the king of excuses. You know that, right?
I know.
Like every single time you say something, you have like a million excuses to back it up.
But what if it's not an excuse? What if it's a real reason?
And guess what? We're going to do a weekend recap, and you're going to, you know what you're going to say?
What?
I can already predict.
I wish I'd gone.
Yes. It's exactly what you're going to say on Monday. And I'm going to be like,
I guess you
nobody cares.
Right now, right?
Nobody cares.
Oh, wow.
Just go.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because I don't want to come in tomorrow.
No, I know. But, it's just not going to happen. I can't drive 6 hours when I'm tired.
So you literally stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, leave at midnight.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of reasons. Don't talk me into it. If you don't want to come tomorrow, no.
No, I don't care.
I already canceled the guest.
All right, don't care. I'm going to be here regardless. I'm just saying, go.
I know.
I don't work tomorrow, so I don't care.
Yeah. You working tonight?
No, I have the next 2 days off. Thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. I worked closing last night. I slept like a baby last night, so felt great when I woke up this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad, finally.
Yeah.
Finally, you get a good night's sleep.
I didn't go to bed till like maybe 2:15, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me too, about the same time.
Right.
Because I did laundry. I was trying to do everything in time for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But then, So, for those of you listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to see the studio and us, you can go on LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. It's very simple. You're likely by now to have Facebook if you haven't lived under a rock or anything. So just look us up, LA Talk Radio. You'll see us there. We have a beautiful guest today. More than just beautiful, huh, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's like stunning.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys want to go to Facebook. You definitely do. Or just use your imagination, for crying out loud. Yeah. So, yeah. I wanted to bring this up because I thought you'd like this one.
Uh-huh.
I guess there's an Instagram butt model. Okay, she models her butt. So
that's like everyone on Instagram. So you got to be a little bit more specific.
Okay, well I'll tell you. The thing is, what she did is she got a doctor to actually examine her and prove to everybody she didn't have any work done on her ass.
Well, see, this is the thing. If you got fat to butt, which is what I did,
right?
A doctor can examine me, and it's going to look like I got no work done because it's real fat. It's my own. So when I do X-rays and tests, it's going to look like this is my ass.
Right.
So, like, but, shut the fuck up, lady. No one cares.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got a pretty nice one.
Yeah, she probably got it done. I don't know why people deny it now.
Yeah.
It's, like, not a big deal.
Yeah, well, and she's 19 years old, you know? And
that's young.
Do you think she's done it?
Yeah, people are doing it as soon as you turn 18. Girls are like using their savings account to get their whole body done.
All right, so listen to what the doctor said, okay? Just real quick, and then we'll get to our guest because this is funny. He says this, her buttocks has a lot of firmness to it, good volume. I don't see any skin changes. That means she's had anything artificial injected. That's what he says.
Yeah, artificial.
Right.
Which means plastic or silicone.
I don't see any little incisions that point to fat transfer.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Is she light skin or dark skin?
No, she's white.
Yeah. Most white people don't get the incision marks.
Okay. And then she says, she has a 19-year-old tight skin, and she does hip thrusts. She eats really well around the diet.
This doctor sounds like a creep.
Yeah.
I don't want right? him. I don't want him to be my doctor.
He's describing her like he wants her.
Yeah. Like he just like wrote his whole fantasy down on a piece of paper. What a weirdo.
I'm telling you. Wow, wow. Well, yeah. Well, we're going to bring on our guest because she's talking anyway. We might as well turn on her mic.
That happens a lot.
She can't
that play. Means we're doing a good job, though.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it means she has a lot to say, you know, so that's
just,
good.
I'm vocal. I laugh a lot.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's good. That's good. You're in the right place. Yeah. You know? That's what we do here. Right. We start our day laughing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So we're joined by Celeste Cooper. Welcome to the show, Celeste.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And you came along with a friend, Philip, and we just welcome Philip to the show.
Philip's like, nah, man, not today.
I don't want to talk ever.
So he just made it happen, and we're grateful for that. Yeah. And we're also grateful, Celeste, that you actually made it to the studio because for the past 3 days, we've had people not going up and all mistakes by the publicists.
Oh.
Different mistakes, different publicists, different guests.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just been not that kind
publicist.
Of a week, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Celeste has saved us.
Thank you.
She rescued us from a shitty week, actually, as far as guests go.
Yeah, got in last night, and I'm here.
Yes. Where did you get in from?
So Chicago.
Really?
Chicago.
Is that where you live?
Yeah, that's where I live.
Wow.
So that 2-hour difference, I'm feeling it.
Right? Really?
Yeah. I feel like when I went, I didn't really feel like that big of a difference.
Yeah. I didn't sleep much the night before.
Right.
And then my flight was delayed, so I was in the airport a lot.
Ugh. Oh, wow. That would make you tired.
Yeah. And then
why was it delayed?
Morning, you know?
Bad weather?
No, it was like the flight was getting in later than the scheduled time, and so they just had to push everything back.
Ugh. But I hate that.
It wasn't very exciting. No. Moment,
so I know. That's why we don't really like flying, you know, between the both of us.
Yeah. Well, why leave this weather? So.
Yeah,
exactly.
You came to perfect weather, right?
I did. It was cold in Chicago.
Was it really?
It's still cold?
It's cold. It snowed about a week ago.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is
snowed
April.
All day. Yeah. It was weird. The next day it was sunny, though. It was like 70 degrees. I was like, Chicago, what are we doing?
Right. Yeah. That's kind of like what it was like when I was in Boston. It would be like raining or snowing. And then the next day, 80 degrees. I'm like,
I was like, man, I woke up with, like, allergy stuff now. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's because I'm in a different place.
Right.
But there's, like, pollen. There's stuff here that I'm like,
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to take all my vitamins to not get sick on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
And, Philip, are we on Facebook? Can you see us there? Did you go on there? He's not even there. I don't understand.
He's working on the password.
You're not into the show.
I'm still working on the password.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here, let me write it down for you.
I have it, but what's the network?
It's called Guest.
This is not right.
Welcome, right?
This is it.
Oh. 1, 2, 3.
Right. And the network
my
is
bad.
Guests.
I had an extra four.
I was there giving you them
go. Yeah, that's my bad.
Oh.
My bad.
Oops.
That's okay. Yeah. No problem.
Okay.
So, Celeste... did you grow up in Chicago or did you move there?
Joliet, outside of Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, Joliet, Illinois.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it, but is it a small town?
It's a smaller city. People knew it from, like, the prison and, like, certain things that are out there more so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a thing to be known for, prison.
I know. Right? And my dad was the warden, so it was interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why
are they known for that, though? Like, are there, like, hauntings there or
well,
something?
Like, you know, there's Stateville, and then there was the Joliet Correctional Maximum Security Prison, which was my dad was the warden of. But, like, John Wayne Gacy was executed at Stateville. So, like, there were certain people that... were executed that I think people were like, oh yeah, that place.
Oh damn.
And then they shoot, like, they've shot TV stuff and, like, movies and stuff, because now the old Joliet Correctional Center is now no longer a thing. They kind of just use it to shoot stuff in.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And do you have any siblings? Did you grow up with brothers
and sisters? I have two older sisters and an older brother.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's a nice family.
Yeah.
And so being a daughter of a warden, I mean, that's a big deal, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get in trouble a lot?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
just because.
Okay. So what did that have to do with Warden?
That's what I just feel like stern, like you got to follow the rules type shit. Like if you're not home, like I'm taking your phone away.
Yeah.
He'll put you in jail.
Oh, he was stern. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you visit the prison sometimes? Go to work with him?
Yeah, there was the bring your daughter to work day. So I actually would go to the prison with my dad.
Wow.
He'd lock me in the cell sometimes.
Scary shit.
Empty cell. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. I had a little jumpsuit and stuff. Just to give me the works of, you know, bring your daughter to work day.
Yeah, feeling, right?
Yeah, but then he had.
And I think he also wanted to be like, this will be you. Yeah. You make the wrong decisions in life.
Exactly. Yeah, it was interesting. We went towards the cell version versus, like, me being the boss of the prison. Right. Like, but you're the boss. Why am I an inmate right now?
Yeah, he wanted you to feel what it's like.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I bet. Yeah. I would never want to set foot in a fucking prison, man. No. That's it.
Yeah, I was in a jail cell for, like, 5 hours once, and I was like, I'm not built for this.
Yeah.
No,
it's not I don't think anybody is.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, you just watch what you do and you don't end up there, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was interesting growing up because it was like inmates cut my grass every Saturday. So I would see them at my house.
Really?
You know, it was a part of the, I guess, the perks of being a warden. I don't know.
I know. It was kind of creepy, though.
Yeah, it was kind of. I mean, I didn't get to go outside when they were there.
I didn't think they could break in.
Yeah, it was.
No
But
thanks.
There was guards and stuff that were with us.
Oh.
You know? It was very highly.
How long did he work there for?
I mean, he ended up getting a promotion, so he became, like, assistant deputy director, then deputy director. So then he became just overseeing all the prisons in Illinois and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
But he's retired now.
I was going to say, he sounds like he's retired.
Yeah, he's retired. Yeah, he could keep
but
that
he's
up.
Accomplished a lot. I mean, that's a big deal. Was he absent or did you get to see enough of him when you were growing up?
You know, he was busy a lot, but I did still see him.
Right, right.
He makes his presence known. I still see him, but but there were a lot of late hours.
I would imagine he's a pretty strong personality if he's a warden, you know?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with him, you know?
Look at Phil. Here we are. There we are.
All right, so go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. Then you can share. You can see us. You can write something. And we always like that. But most people, you know, they just don't have the time to watch. They just listen. That's why I love radio, you know, because it's amazing. You know, you don't have to sit and watch. You can be doing other things while you're doing that. Absolutely. So if you're just joining us, we're talking to Celeste Cooper. You're the star of Range Runners.
I am. What's that?
That's a movie.
It is a movie.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
So Range Runners is basically the character that I'm playing is going hiking in the woods. She's all about trying to set a certain time for herself, like just running.
She's running by herself?
She's running by herself.
Mistake number one.
It's a thriller.
Have to set up the movie.
Exactly. So. Yeah. It's a whole, you know, through hiking experience by herself, and it's all about setting goals and making and beating her goal from the day before. And actually it somewhat connects to my father because there's a lot of flashbacks and situations with the father showing a flashback of younger me pushing me on the track and being super stern and just doing all these different things to the point that when I'm out there in the woods, I'm able to, you know, go past situations that are difficult because I run into two men that
trying to rape you and stuff.
That is not what I'm gonna say. I run into two people that are
not good people,
not good people, and they try and they take my backpack, they take something from me,
right?
And instead of, you know, calling the cops, and not that the reception would work really well,
you're like, I'm gonna
go get it. Yeah. I'm gonna get my backpack, I'm gonna take back what's mine.
Really?
That is
and
the
these
goal.
Are two men and you're alone against
and I'm
them.
Alone and I'm like, you know what, bring it on. I had a tough daddy, I can do this. And I need my backpack, that's mine. So yeah, I'm basically going after it, except, you know, not with like that much personality, but more sterner energy.
Right.
I'm actually polar different from how I am in
I know. I mean, you have a very tough picture in the you know, it leads you to believe God. She's like, she'll kill you, you know. She's got blood and sweat and everything on her.
Yeah, I'm really not the villain. I know that some people tell me the picture makes me think like that I'm the villain. I'm not.
You're the protagonist down there. Now, so the movie's called Range Runners, and it says take back what's yours.
Take back.
So now, without you giving away too much, did this have to do I mean, does this have a lot to do with the contents of the bag itself or just the idea they took?
Yeah, is there something backpack? In the backpack?
There's got to be. I mean, they want it.
Because if somebody took my backpack, I'd be like, oh, shucks.
Yeah. So my question, right. So my question is, how did you as a character get whatever you have in the backpack that they want?
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's the movie.
It's kind of both.
Okay.
I would say it's both.
There's probably something of your dad's in the backpack.
You don't know what it is. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't want to know.
She keeps guessing.
No, she gives away endings of movies.
I
know.
I don't give them away.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we don't want to know too much.
Oh, my gosh. You sound like my nephew who guessed what happened in Us when I watched it with him. I was so mad. Like, the first five minutes.
And he was right.
He knew.
He's watched a lot of movies. It's like, that's my type of guy.
I was so mad. I didn't know until the end. I was like, how did you figure this out?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't give it away. I haven't seen it yet.
Now you made
me want to see it.
That's my goal here.
So there's what, like a twist in the end or something?
A little bit.
Really?
Something to keep you interested.
Very cool. So how long did you have to train for this movie in a certain way?
Because there's a lot of stunts and things like that. I have a stunt double, but a lot of the stunts I actually do myself. So stuff like that, I definitely had to have rehearsals for.
Right.
And it was a limited amount of rehearsals, but we still had rehearsals to work out the different fights and things that were going to happen. Since, you know, there's like actual cliffs in Southern Illinois and stuff where we shot. And so for someone that's never hiked and you know, camped out in the woods, I needed to be caught up to speed with different things. And we had a really, really great stunt coordinator, Aaron Crippen, who was like amazing.
And I'm sure you had a great time. I mean, to be in the woods for an extended period of time. I mean, I love nature.
And when did you film this? That.
We filmed it in last June.
Okay, so it was kind of warm out.
Yeah.
Because when you say Chicago, I'm like, it
was actually so hot. Yeah. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah. Like humid, right?
Yeah, it really was. And I, you know, my costume consisted of like dirt and like fake blood. So I just felt gross every single day.
Yeah, and when you got home, you're like, I can't wait to shower.
I was just like, I don't feel pretty at all. Am I so pretty, you guys? I just don't know anymore. So gross. So I, you know, but it was great, you know, by the time we, you know, it was nice to say, hey,
How long did it film for?
It was 18 days or like about 3 weeks.
It's so crazy that filming is so short. It's everything else that takes longer.
Those days are so long that I was like, I was there for a couple months. But no, that's really not true.
Right.
It just felt like that.
Yeah, it felt like that.
But it was about 3 weeks. And but very, very long days. And to do, you know, be shooting every day. I don't think I ever got, we had our one day off. Yeah, that was.
Wow. Sounds like a cool film. I mean, I'd like to see it. And so, I mean, obviously, if you have stunt doubles and stuff like that, it's a big budget film, relatively speaking, you know?
Where's it going?
So we actually, the Artemis Film Festival, we're having our world premiere there tomorrow at 7:20. Yeah.
Where's it?
7:20.
Artemis?
It's going to be at the Santa Monica Film Center.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
And we also have an additional screening on this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. People can come.
That Sunday would work, really.
And tickets are still...
Go ahead.
Tickets are still available if they go to artemisfilmfestival.com.
Yeah.
You can get tickets online. They're $15 and $1 handling fee, so that's a total of $16.
That is so cheap.
Yeah,
Everyone should go buy like their tickets today.
Well, to go see a regular movie in the movie theater, I think it's like $19 now.
Oh yeah, they've gone
really?
Up.
Yeah,
things have gone up.
We went to Halloween and it was like $42 or something for two tickets. Oh, I was like, crazy. I'm never coming here again.
Yeah,
it's crazy. You should come see Range Runners for $16, everyone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whoever's listening.
Exactly.
Right, it sounds like a bargain compared to regular movie tickets.
Right. Exactly.
So is this your first acting gig or you've been acting your whole life?
I have been acting probably my whole life, but really, because, you know, I've been dramatic my whole life. But I would say I got into it my senior year of high school. I ditched track practice to audition for a play, and that's kind of how.
Was your dad pissed?
Oh, he was very upset about it. But I kept looking for reasons to like stop playing sports. It was just so hard. But like I've, you know, faked asthma. My dad got me an inhaler, and like there was a lot of things I kept trying to like pull off to like get rid of it. But luckily, when I booked this play, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown playing Lucy, I couldn't go to track practice anymore. It was so
What movie is that? That sounds really familiar.
Oh, that it's a play. It was a play. Oh, this was senior year of high school.
So. Oh, okay.
But yeah, professionally, I started in 2012, June.
But it's like a Charlie Brown movie?
It was a Charlie Brown musical play.
Aww.
Little as Lucy. But it was really great because it made me too busy for sports.
Right.
I was, you know, Dad was really upset about it.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
But he got over it.
Yeah, they always do. They always They're do, like, shucks, exactly. whatever.
Yeah, it's my life, Dad.
Exactly.
So what, he wanted you to be in sports and stuff?
Yeah, you know, the doctors had told him that I was going to be a boy or something. And then I came out me and it was like, oh, wait, I was supposed to have this son that was going to be this athlete.
Right.
So he kept trying to push me to do these sports, man. And I just hated them all.
Yeah.
I mean, I really loved basketball. But, you know, when someone pushes you too much, it just ends up taking
takes
the fun
a love,
out of it.
Yeah, it takes the love out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, right. So this movie with me running and all these flashbacks with Dad, I was like, oh, Phil, the director, I was like, this is part of my life.
Right. You could really like get into it.
Yeah. I got the audition like, oh, okay. Yeah. I think I've actually had this scene, you know, I've said these words to my sister in real life. So yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the audition. Let's just put my life out there for a minute.
Did they get someone that looks like you to play the younger version?
Yeah. She looks pretty much like me.
Really?
Well, that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
And she's so good. So
now you mentioned the director. Let's give some shout outs to the people that made the film. Who's the director?
Philip S. Plowden.
Plowden. Okay, yeah. So Phil Plowden is the director, and how did you get the part? Through him, or did you know somebody else?
So basically, my agent, Panessa Talent Agency, you know, submitted me for this project, and I went to PR casting in Chicago to audition for
it. What's a PR casting?
PR casting is just another casting office, and you know, like there's different casting offices here in LA. Mm. PR is one of them in Pascal and Nikki is the full title in Chicago. And then, you know, me and whoever else also auditioned to play Mel. And yeah, it was just a side that we did, one of the sides from the film, or two different sides from the film. And then that's where I met Philip and I met the writer, Devin. Mm-hmm. And basically after that, I got a call back and then learned that I was the only person called back.
Wow. How cool
and
is
yeah.
that?
And the callback was all like me doing physical things like flipping and running back and forth. And it was actually funny because it was like the stunt coordinator, Aaron Crippen, would be like, hey, do a somersault or do something. Like he'd say something and give me a combination. And there was so much of my personality is like, I don't really necessarily know how to do those things, but like you just show me and I'll pretend like I can do it all day. And right. so I would do it and like not knowing if I really could do it, but then I could pull it off because I was so right. like, I'm gonna pull this off because I want to do this part.
So what if they loved you but you couldn't do any of that?
I guess they would have had, I don't know what would have happened because I was right. the only person called back. So I guess they were just hoping for the best.
Right.
But yeah, I'm assuming they probably knew because I think some people know that I have an athletic background.
Well, you have like an athletic body. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I think it was like, even if she can't do it, we probably can teach her.
Exactly.
Something
it's
to
teachable.
Do it.
Yeah. You know,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. They want
to. Just some.
They want
to. You're right. Some. You're right. Not everybody.
Yeah. yeah. Like, I would never be able to do a backflip, even if yeah. you taught me. Like,
yeah.
it's just not in my physical yeah. ability to
do you have
so.
To do backflips? No.
No, I don't do a backflip.
But they asked you to do that on the
It was like a somersault callback. And like some like, you know, fighting combinations, kicks
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
So you didn't look clumsy. I mean, you looked pretty
good.
You
know, but yeah, I was very, I mean, I very like try to put my most confident self forward and
right.
just is like, you're yeah. going to love me. Here we go. And
right.
even if I'm like, I've never
You don't
done
mess around. I mean, you're going to give them what they're looking for.
Yeah. That is the goal.
And that's a big deal to get a leading role in a film, you know, because
yeah.
then you know you're exactly who they were looking
Absolutely.
For.
Yeah. So
Absolutely.
when you got the audition, were they looking for an African-American lead or was it like undetermined at that point?
They actually were looking for an African.
Okay, because sometimes I know
yeah.
they put like specific races.
True.
And then sometimes they don't decide until they
True.
Meet the right person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know for me, I think it was very much like, you know, have we seen a story like this before with
right.
a black woman leading in
right.
in a hiking, you know, in a hiking thriller type
right.
of situation. And the answer was no for them, which made them kind of want to, you know. Yeah,
besides, why not? You know, why not? You know, it's a good idea. And you come across as, I mean, the picture, the publicity poster is like, she looks totally different. I mean, you have to see it, you know. Look, look up Rage Runners, you know. And by the way, that's the film we're talking about, Range Runners.
Yeah.
And the stars, Celeste Cooper, of course, who's here with us, and visiting from Chicago. How long are you going to be in L.A. for?
I will stay until Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
I have a lot of friends here. So.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you're doing promotion for the film and stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be at the screening?
Yeah, I'll be at the world premiere. There's a gala tonight, and then I'll be at the world premiere tomorrow, and then the other screening on Sunday.
You said Rage Runner, right?
Range
Runner.
Range. Okay, that's Range, why. I'm like, I'm not finding it.
I know.
You're like, it doesn't exist.
When I said it, it didn't sound right.
Oh, yeah. You look mad as hell, girl.
I'm not that. I'm really friendly in real life.
We can tell. you don't have to tell us.
I know. For people that see that first, though, they're like, whoa.
I know. I'd be
like,
running away, man. She's ready to kill somebody.
Yeah, but I feel like that's catchy for the cover of something. Because like when I'm like on Redbox or something, I look for covers like that.
Yeah.
But I like movies like that where I'm like, let's see what this is about.
No, true.
You know? So what after the film festival, is it going to be on Redbox or Netflix? Or
so right now, there's like we have like a screening in like Oklahoma. There's a Twister Valley Film Festival thing that we're going to go to right after this.
Mm-hmm.
But and then we're going to basically, there's a goal of just like looking towards, you know, distribution and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I know Philip was saying something about, what would you say, AFX or something. There's something we're doing coming up that's going to be more about trying to get the film out there.
Right, right.
AFM.
Yeah, AFM. There we go. There we go. I'm new to the film world.
Same.
I do more theater.
You're catching on quickly. Wow, it's amazing. I was going to ask you, your hair is beautiful.
Oh,
she's
thank
got a very,
you.
Very unique style, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take to put that together?
You know,
8 hours?
No, actually, if I had sat down for the whole time, it had been 6 hours. But I actually just did like got part of it done. So for like 2 hours, like I only had the rest rebraided.
Was curly.
The rest of it's just from like the previous time of getting done. Like I basically keep having this woman rebraid parts of my hair so I can not sit in that chair that long.
No, I want to get the Zoe Kravitz braid so bad, but I'm like, I don't know if I can sit there for 8 hours, honestly.
Yeah, so you gotta split it up.
I know, I'm like,
split it up. Or have them make bigger sections and stuff, too.
No, because I want the little ones.
Oh, yeah, that might be
the ones. So it's like, is her hair straight? And then you get her close. I'm like, nah, it's braids.
If you can get a couple people on your head at the same time, that would be really helpful.
It's true, right?
I always hope that that will happen. When I get like three people braiding my hair, I'm like,
Spoken like a real star, right? everybody wait on me.
Everyone, you know, please. You know, I don't ask for much. I just
braid my hair all at the same time.
Thank you.
But what if one braider is better than the other, and then you have really nice braids and then some crappy ones? It's like, ugh.
Well, hopefully they wouldn't be working.
Exactly. They work together usually.
I got the Zoe Kravitz braids once, and it took her 8 hours.
Mm.
And it was the worst hair job. I took it out that same night.
Oh, no.
So she finished, and then I just immediately took it out.
Oh, no.
So it was almost like a full 24 hours, a waste of my life.
And your money. Oh, no, we can't have that.
Nope.
Yeah, don't go to that person again.
No. And she always like hits me up like, hey, you know, whenever you need your hair braided, I'm like, nah, shorty, like, not you, not ever again.
Okay, so she definitely knows now since you're saying it online.
Yeah.
Now, Celeste, how many in the cast? Is it just you and the two men?
No, and the little girl.
There's a little girl. Then there's my dad, who's in the flashback. Yeah. There is my sister. And then there is...
Any love interest in this?
No love interest.
Yeah. No? Sometimes I throw a little bit of love in a thriller, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
But
probably
no, not
the last
time.
Thing on our mind, right?
Yeah, and this one, it's all about survival. But no, then there's let me see, I don't know, how can I describe this? There's a park ranger in the film, and there is...
He gets the boot for sure.
Six? How many characters is this?
The park ranger is the first one to go.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I can look here.
Yeah, there we go.
But there's several. About
there's a bunch of us. But for the most part, we're shooting. It was me and the two men.
Right, right.
Majority of the time shooting. So
wow.
And I actually never.
Were they like creepy looking? Well, not in real life, but for the film.
They had to be, I'm sure, right?
Well, one, the other one is not meant to be, I think, creepy. But one of them, yeah, definitely.
It's a bad influencer.
Stern,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, the person that has to go along with the guy that's like, do this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the guy that's like, do this thing is like actually like a teddy bear. He looks really intimidating, but he's so super
right,
sweet.
Yeah.
Big old teddy bear.
Yeah, so I can see here in the pictures.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it like? Seven of us?
Because
there's some people that,
back.
Yeah, I actually, the little here, me let, and the dad actually, we never.
We might as well
past.
Give some shout outs.
Oh, really?
So let me tell you, okay.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, okay, so there's you.
Yeah.
There's Sean Patrick Leonard.
Yeah.
That's one of the two guys, right?
Yes, he's the teddy bear.
He's the teddy bear. Then we have Michael Woods.
Oh, he's great. He's a Jeff Award winner. He won a Jeff Award in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a Jeff Award?
He's going to be really
I don't know. Sounds impressive.
Gonna, I know exactly, but I just mess with him about it because he always is like, Celeste, if you bring up my Jeff Award one more time. No, it's just, it's a very, it's like one of our big awards, you know, like committees in Chicago. Mm. And he... For a play that he did, he won Best Actor for
that's
it.
Cool.
Which is
fantastic. Stop, don't say it again.
Exactly, but I had to say it on this because I hope he sees it.
Exactly.
And hears it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Nobody's going to tell you what to say or what
exactly.
not to say, right?
Right. You guys invited me.
So are you going to have like a showing in Chicago where you are going to meet the other actors that you didn't cross
paths
with?
Well, we did actually. We had a private screening, so I did see everybody. But I, and then we're hoping that, you know, there's some Chicago festivals. We're hoping, you know, to get into those as well.
Right.
So yeah, we'll just see.
Very cool. Now, okay, so then we have Tiffany Renee Johnson.
That's my sister in the film.
Okay, that's your sister in
the
film.
And my sister friend in real life. Mm. We're really close.
Okay. And then Sarah. Who's Sarah?
Sarah's the park ranger I was mentioning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a female park ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why not?
I'm sure that plays something in the story.
She definitely gets the boot first.
Yeah.
If I had to predict, she's out. She's out of here. Mm. It's always a park ranger that thinks that they're going to come save the day. And I'm like, bitch, you about to die, like right now. And now she's going to have to fend for herself, literally. So I watch a lot of movies.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously.
You got to come see this one.
I know.
You
think ahead in the movie. I don't even think ahead.
Yeah.
I just sit there and let the movie unfold for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen the movie You're Next?
I've heard of that. No.
I went to the movie theater with my dad because when I lived at home, it was always me, my sister, and my dad. We used to just go see. And we would go see like ones that didn't even get like commercials or whatever. Yeah. We'd just be like, let's try this one.
Yeah.
This weekend. And You're Next. Me and my sister, we watched so many movies. We looked at each other. Within the first 10 minutes, we predicted that whole movie and we were 110% correct. But it was kind of like a survivor film. So this girl's dating this guy and he's like, oh, I'm going to bring you to go see my family. And it's like in a cabin where no one has service.
Oh, there they go.
And then they get like attacked and everyone starts dying one by one.
Of course.
But he doesn't know that his girlfriend that he brought was like trained. Her dad trained her when she was a kid for survival tactics.
Oh.
So she's like killing all the people that are killing people one by one. And he's
is that the one that was here?
It
sounds so
You're talking about Remember The Executioner.
Yeah.
I didn't like that
Wasn't
movie.
That? It sounds just like it.
No. Okay. The Executioner, I knew within 5 minutes too. I told you after I watched it.
Yeah.
We had someone come in and she had a movie on Netflix and I rented it.
Also women in a cabin and being attacked.
Yeah, but you knew within the first 5 minutes that she was a killer. I was like,
I think.
It was one of those movies. Like, I already know.
So you see how it sounds like they're both the same.
No, completely different concepts.
No.
Well, he's just saying the cabin.
Give him
like
a cabin.
Something, you know?
And then it ends up that one of the women was killing people, right?
Yeah, but she was a bad person.
Okay.
This person's like a survival.
Okay.
Yeah, like you. Like,
yeah, I'm a survivor.
Looks like a right. crazy person on the cover, but really kicking ass and saving lives.
Right.
In the
that's
movie.
Right. Yeah, it's a hard
wow,
life.
Very cool. All right, so young male is Mariah Gordon.
Yes.
That's you as a
that's
young
my
girl.
Mini, yes. Mini me.
So that's for flashbacks, obviously.
Yeah, she's great.
And Carl Clemens Hopkins?
Is the dad.
Is the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yep, that's
all right,
all
so
us.
We covered pretty much most of you.
I think it's great when kids know how to act.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, how do you do that? Yeah. How do you know yourself now?
Yeah.
Or like, how much do you know yourself?
Right.
I was not that put together at that moment.
I think it's because it's like so, it's like different now. Like, I feel like people are more comfortable of being theatrical, that it's just coming more natural. Because back in the day, I feel like people were embarrassed to be like, I'm trying out for the play.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I got the lead role, bitch.
I know.
You know?
I mean, look at Marseille from Little. I mean, in Blackish, she is freaking amazing. I'm like, she's my role model.
She's playing Little. But she's in Little, right?
She's in Little.
Yeah.
And, 14 years old, but she's my role model.
And she acts like she's been doing it for 40 years.
Have you seen that movie?
No, but I saw even in the trailer, I'm like, whoa.
Like, how do you act like you're an adult, but you're actually 14? Like, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know where that woman came from. I mean, woman. I mean, she's technically
child.
A young adult.
Yeah, not even. 14? Do you
executive
consider that
producer.
A teenager, really?
Goodness, yeah. I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But she looks even younger than that. I just...
I love... My favorite part of that trailer is when the guy's pulling up, and he's like, how old are you? She's like, I don't even know.
She's so cute. I love it.
I wonder if she started practicing when she was, like, 10, or if it's just something, like, they gave her a script and she knocked it out.
Well, wasn't she, like... 6 or 7 or something on Blackish.
I never watched that show. I never got into
it. Oh, she's so great in that.
Really?
She's so great. Yeah. I think she probably just came acting out the womb.
Right.
I don't think she's fully from this planet.
Right.
It's amazing.
I had this conversation yesterday with this guy that I know. We were debating if you have to be like coached into acting, or just sometimes it just comes naturally. Like, do you think someone like Meryl Streep just got thrown a script and she was like, let me try this out, and got a role, and then with every role she just got better?
Yeah,
obviously she has coaches and stuff now, but I'm just saying, in the beginning, do you think it was just something that was like thrown at them?
I feel like there has to be like an initial, like, intuitive thing, something that you have that you can't really learn,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, because even for me, it was amazing to me, because I actually used to be very more so introverted, and it was amazing to me to realize that I actually would come to life in the way I did on stage, because I was like, who is that?
Right.
And of course, with school and stuff like that, I feel like my training made me, you know, it made me better, but
right.
I also felt like there was definitely something that I inherently had that no one taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that's the thing that I think artists are, you know, hope to have, is that little thing that's like, you should be doing this,
right,
for sure.
So what's your game plan now?
Game plan? Huh. You know, whatever God has in store. But like, really, no, I do so much theater. I'm an ensemble member at Steppenwolf Theater Company and do a lot of shows with them in Chicago. And I love theater. I love it so freaking much. But I also like being a part of Range Runners and also some of the TV stuff and things that I've done.
Right.
I'm just feeling more of a craving for TV and film. So
what TV shows have you done?
So Chicago PD, I play one of the medical examiners on that show.
I'm obsessed with that show.
Huh?
I'm obsessed with that show.
Oh, okay.
Chicago One's my Wednesday night, girl.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Chicago PD, I have my natural hair.
Right.
And someone has to die in the episode. If no one dies on the episode, you're not going to see me.
Right, right.
And they alternate between me and another woman.
Right.
It's all like, you never really know.
Right.
But I am on there with my natural hair, and I'm very, very
So if they
stern.
Call you tomorrow, and they're like, we need you on set, you got to take all your braids out?
Uh-huh. Well, one, they're not going to do that, because I think the season's wrapped. But yeah, I have done that
before.
Yeah,
well, Jill,
damn.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, I'll see you in the morning.
There was a time when they let me have my braids, and then the next time they asked me to come shoot, they had a braided wig because I didn't have it.
Right.
I didn't really like the braided wig very much.
So
I was like, I'm going to take my hair out if I have fake hair in.
Right.
So, you know, to avoid that. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, so
wait,
yeah.
So you had your hair braided, but they wanted you to wear a braided wig?
Well, after we shot an episode with a braided wig, or braided, my hair
right.
braided, and then I came back for another episode and I didn't have the braids, they were like, oh, wait, we need the braids again. And
oh, so, for consistency.
Yeah, and so they put this braided wig on. But luckily, I was cut out of that episode, so we just went back to my natural hair after time had went past. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, isn't it nice to be cut, even though you got that paycheck? I'm like, hey.
I mean, the residuals, I would still want that.
All right.
But,
Chicago PD's on, it's on USA
it's
and
Syndicate,
ION, ION Network?
It's on, it's doing its thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've been on Sense8 before, and I was in Chirac that Spike Lee did.
Yeah, so I can see that all on IMDb and stuff.
Yeah,
so that's
pretty
cool.
But I want more. know?
Yeah, well, why not? You know, you're energized now.
Because you're only based in Chicago, you can only do like Chicago-based shows, or did your agent try to get you stuff that maybe could possibly film in Atlanta or LA?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's putting me on tape for things all the time. And, and I mean, I have an audition here tomorrow somewhere. I was like, oh, okay.
That's great.
She's very much trying to get me out in the world, especially knowing the desire of to want to do more TV and film, and just to grow more as an artist, because I know that I'm more more comfortable on stage. That's more my element. That's more who
I am.
What
about commercials?
You know, I typically don't do many commercials, but I did recently book a commercial that's airing now with First Midwest Bank, and it has a print ad, so there's some different things.
Doesn't sound as exciting as movies.
But commercials are commercials. Man.
Commercials are commercial
money. They pay the
bills,
right?
It's nice. Yeah. It's very nice. Yeah, it's not as fulfilling, but it definitely.
Because then you get a check, and then you get residuals for every time they play the commercial. So it's like, hey,
exactly. So I love those text messages. Hey, I saw you on TV. So I'm like, Thank you, Jesus.
We have a show here called Thank You, Jesus. For a whole hour, she goes on and on and on.
But they should thank Jesus, though. Let's be real.
Why not?
Let's be real.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you, this is funny, because you said your dad wanted you to be an athlete, but you didn't really want to get into it. And yet in your bio, they say, a former shy athlete.
Yes.
They like track and field, basketball, volleyball, and swim. Who's that girl?
I know that was the old me.
So that's what profile you're.
That was the past. Yeah, the IMDb. I was like looking at celebrities IMDb pages. And was like, okay, how do I word this? They always talk about their backstory, and so
that's
I don't know if anyone cares, but here's my life, guys. This is a little bit about.
But this is cool. So you were a shy athlete.
I was pretty shy. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where I was kind of one of the athletes too that like made fun of the actors. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it makes so weird facial expressions. What is he doing? But like, I secretly wanted to be them. You know what I mean? I just didn't feel confident enough to be that person that would do something weird. And then it just all changed when I just was like, I do not feel like going to track practice today.
Yeah.
And
I had a couple teachers that were always like, I think you would be good at acting, because they could see me like come out of my shell with certain friends and have a little bit of a personality. I just was like, oh, let me just go to this audition.
So I feel like a lot of
a good experience with teachers then.
They
helped guide you.
Yeah, I mean, my best teachers are my favorites have actually came from grad school. DePaul University. I went to the theater school there, and those are the best teachers I ever had in my life.
Yeah. Right.
It's so great. I mean, I wanted to quit, but I also was like, you guys are really good at what you do.
I feel like a lot of actors that I've met in Los Angeles are also kind of introverted and socially awkward, but then when they hit the camera, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, who is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it comes in phases. I mean, now I think I'm more towards the extrovert type side, but
you definitely have a bubbly personality, for sure.
But definitely there's moments where I'm like, if I really don't know anybody, I'll just be quiet in the corner somewhere. And I think that's everyone, right?
No. Most people. I'll walk into a room, I'm like, what's up?
She goes out by herself to a club. I mean, what is this?
I literally go out by myself.
Oh, well, you know.
Screw it.
Hey.
Life's too short to wait around for other people.
Exactly, because some people take too long to get it together.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
I just did my first self-tape audition ever yesterday.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
And I sent it in a group text to my family, because my family is like the biggest critics ever, and everyone was like, I'm actually kind of shocked. And I sent it to my talent agency. It was like, I really thought you were gonna send I hate to say this to you, but I thought you were gonna send something over that was terrible.
Really?
Oh
yeah, he's like, I was expecting to tell you to do it 2-3 times, and he submitted it. I don't know,
he liked it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, but I had some guy that I met randomly. I told you this. I met him randomly at like a casting call for a nightclub. And he was like, he told me about this agency, and I was like, I guess I'll try to write them. Because I never really thought, I always told him I wanted to get an agent. I just did nothing about it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just went last Friday, and he's like, I want to give you a trial period. And then on Tuesday night, he sent me an email and was like, you have a tape due Thursday morning. And I've never done a tape before, so I YouTubed it. I was like, what is a self-tape?
What is this?
Yeah. But the guy I met at the casting call came over, set up my whole apartment with lights, and filmed 15 takes.
Really?
If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have had a clue. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Very
That's
nice.
Great.
And we watched like every single one of them, and it wasn't until the very last one where I just said, fuck this, dude. Yeah. We did this for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
When you just like stop caring, it comes out the best.
It really is.
When you stop, when you're not in your head.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to not care.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, you could tell I'm thinking about it way too much.
Absolutely. When you think it's just not going
to
be that
Yeah. Because I'm just used to reality TV. That's what I do. I just show up and be myself, you know? I'm not used to being like somebody else.
Yeah. It's so hard not to think, though. As soon as you want it too bad, that's when it's like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
Stop wanting it. Exactly. Why do I care? Who are you? Why do I care about what you think of me?
Yeah, exactly. But you care.
I love me. Right.
But you low-key care. You're like,
yeah, you do. Well, try to act suck? Like you don't. Exactly. Exactly. Did you like it? No. Yeah. No. I try to do my best not to give into that.
Do you know that you look like Jada Pinkett Smith, but darker skin?
You know, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I have.
Like twinsies.
Yeah. Hey, Jada, where you at, girl? I'm in LA. Yeah, you know, I've heard that before, especially since I have been playing more intimidating type roles, too.
Is that what she plays?
Yeah, she kind of, I mean, except for, I love her in Girls Trip because she is really bubbly and fun. But yeah, right, she, you know, thinking of like Set It Off and stuff like that. Right. Like, she definitely has a harder edge and she's little and, you know what I mean? Yeah, so
are those the roles that you prefer acting is where you're stern? Because you said even when you play the medical examiner, you're stern.
I would really prefer playing someone more like me.
Because
I really love, I love laughing. I love making people laugh. And I just, you
like
know,
a comedy.
Yeah, I love comedy.
Yeah.
I really do. It's
See,
fun.
Like
it's
when I watch
fun.
Like Seth Rogen, mm-hmm. I feel like he literally just shows up to work and it's him just,
yeah.
with a different name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm you know, I'm more of a quirky energy than like, you know, give me your, you know, I hate you.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, but you know, who is that person?
It's just what a great actress you are that you're able to play somebody totally opposite from who you are.
Yeah.
You
I'm know? Trying to just accept the fact that people can see me as like scary and just move on with it. Cause I,
and
it used to bother me a while.
And it doesn't have to
Well,
be.
You don't really look scary. In that
or just like well apparently if you
watch it,
some things
yeah.
Oh, so you awesome. You be killing some people in this movie for sure.
You don't know.
So
yeah,
where's the blood know. Coming from? A rabbit?
Yeah. It could be.
Is it your own?
I don't know. No secrets.
Is it the park rangers?
You have to see it tomorrow.
Yeah,
$15.
Really
world premiere
curious
7:20.
Now, man. We're talking to Celeste Cooper. She's the star of Range Runners.
Yes.
And the last few minutes, I just wanted Phil to just so tell us again when.
Wait
we
a
can
second.
See
the
this.
Movie's called Range Runners, which means the park ranger who's a female is probably in cahoots with these two dudes, and all of them need to go. Boom! Just got it.
And you know what? Runners. Maybe they run drugs or something.
Or they kill people for fun.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? You have to come see it.
Because I was just like listening to the title. I'm like,
That's true. You got to pay attention to the title.
Yeah.
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 All right. So we have Phil. Is it Cove?
Knockoff.
Knockoff.
Oh, okay. Knockoff. Yeah.
Yes. Great last name.
I'm not the original. I am a knockoff.
Knockoff. I love that.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I was
Put something
say is,
like, I'm not a knockoff. I'm the real thing.
I'm the real thing.
Yeah. I'm the original.
I'm the original. I think Coca-Cola will have something to say about that. But what I was going to say, you know, Danny, if you ever want to change professions, I think you can make it as a detective.
Oh, yeah.
Your
really
mind
could.
Is so sharp, you catch everything.
Yeah.
And, you know,
she
nothing.
Trying to tell
video.
Our secrets.
That's why I'm single, man.
Nothing
I be catching everything.
A lot of TV. She knows everything about serial murderers and everything.
Yeah, because all I do is watch crime shows.
Right.
And, like, movies about, like, I'll go to Redbox and I'll just rent, like, movies I've never heard before, but I just look at the...
And you
at
can
the
discuss.
Cover, yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll do this on Saturday night. I have no social life. I just watch.
I find that very, very hard to believe.
No, yeah. I've literally like no social life.
Yeah,
Sam, back me up here.
Like, yeah, I'm back in the room.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we got to wrap up.
That's because he's over watching TV
I'm
with you.
I'm here till Tuesday,
no,
girl.
God, no.
We can go out.
We got to wrap up.
Yes.
Okay. Well, just really quickly, yes, this is the fifth edition of the Artemis Women in Action Film Festival.
Yes.
And there is a gala tonight, and then you can watch Range Runners at the opening night festivities on Friday, April 26th at the Monica Film Festival and Monica Film Center at 1332 2nd Street in Santa Monica. The showing is at 7:20, but get there early because there will be a red carpet and there will be festivities. You can go to ArtemisFilmFestival.com for tickets and more information.
So a quick question for people that are listening. When you go for 7:20, is it just your movie showing or is it multiple movies?
It's just the movie at 7:20. Okay. There are other features prior. No, there's a documentary prior, which is like 20 minutes, and then there are features afterwards, but those are all separate tickets.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Right. Gotcha. Yes. That's right. What I was going to ask.
And you can buy passes as well.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, you guys are all talking too much. We got to go.
What time is it?
Oh, I can't get my
oh, you know this is fun. You love it.
Of course I do. But we're going over it. There's a show right after us. Phil Knockoff, what company are you with? Tell people if they want to... use your services? Do you want to?
Yes, it's Allied Global Marketing.
Allied Global Marketing. And Celeste Cooper.
I feel like I've heard of that before.
They're huge.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've heard of
He's
it.
He's like, we got to wrap up.
We really do, you know. Celeste Cooper, how can people find you real quick?
You know, you look at a Steppenwolf Theater Company's website because I'm not doing the social media right now.
Oh, but, okay. You got to, girl.
I cannot. Do I? Go to Steppenwolf, and I'm also, my agent is Panessa Talent Agency if you want to also get in contact with me.
Sounds good.
With and a P. Out. Panessa?
Panessa with a P.
Right.
I think Peacock.
And check out the check out the movie Ranged
Runners.
I can't. I keep fucking up the name.
It's okay.
Man. Deranged Runners.
Take a deep breath, man. You're going to be all right over there.
You can go to Deranged Runners. No, I'm deranged.
Yeah.
Okay, rangerunners.com. You can Range Runners the movie. God damn it,
it's great.
Just Google it.
Okay, yeah, fuck it. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.